I am a developer advocate at Altinity. We do hosting services and support for ClickHouse. So if what I'm talking about to you is interesting, come talk to me, follow me on LinkedIn, or come talk to us at our booth in building UA across the courtyard. Let's dive in. Today we're going to talk about observability in one, or Ollie in one, as I like to say, and using ClickHouse as a unified database for all of our telemetry signals. Okay, so I spent most of 2022 and 2023 really talking about OpenTelemetry both publicly and internally at my employer. And usually I start with a diagram that looks something like this. It's very familiar, I'm sure, to all of you from like the OpenTelemetry documentation or just any blog post that you've read about OpenTelemetry. And the simplicity of this diagram is really useful for explaining the architecture of OpenTelemetry to someone who's never encountered it before. But it is very misleading and it misrepresents the complexity of how we're actually using OpenTelemetry in our real-world applications, right? So one of the things that's on, you know, sort of proudly placed on the OpenTelemetry website so as to not, I think, you know, compete with the vendors that are supporting OpenTelemetry, the OpenTelemetry project does not include any kind of database or backend UI. That's sort of just up to you, right? And then we also have this piece of information from the Grafana State of Observability Report. Thank you, Grafana folks. Six is a typical number of observability tools that an organization will have deployed in production, right? And I don't mean like Fortune 100 organizations here. I mean any organization. So what I think we actually need, if we kind of take that first graph that we were looking at and actually just reverse it, we get something that looks more like how we actually would want to think about observability in the real world. All the way there on my right, on your left, we have some of my favorite sources of telemetry data. You're probably using some combination of all of those today in your organization. We then need to consolidate, right? We want to take that and in order to process that information and correlate it correctly in the way that we want, build the topologies that we want, build the dependency graphs that we want, we need some way to combine all of that information, and then ultimately we need to store it so that we can use it for things like alerting and dashboards and analysis. So I think this diagram is more realistic than the one that we just had. And there are more